Old Testament revivals and the New Testament revivals in the book of Acts. Here is throughout the Old Testament, God sends His Spirit to one leader. In the New Testament, God sends His Spirit to the whole people, the church. Compare verse 10 with Acts chapter 4, verse 31. So in summary, God sends trouble, leadership, and the Spirit of God. And this brings restoration. The Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Aram, into the hands of Othniel, who overpowered him. Judges chapter 3, verse 10. And this results in spiritual renewal. The land had peace for 40 years. Verse 11. This is peace from physical oppression, but also from the self-inflicted spiritual oppression of idolatry, which had caused the physical oppression in the first place. Israel has returned to a united obedience of the Lord God. Later in the book, we'll see this peace being compromised by disunity and idolatry, but not here. He saved, he died. The Othniel ideal cycle, bringing true and full revival to the people of God, is structured so that the emphasis falls on two key phrases. In verse 7, the Israelites serve idols. In verse 8, God sold them into the hands of an enemy who oppressed them. Then in verse 9, he raised up a deliverer. This is mirrored by verse 10. He became Israel's judge. Then God gave the enemy king into the hands of Othniel, who oppressed or overpowered him. Finally, the land which began in idolatry and then suffered subjection had peace. This structure makes two statements stand out. First, he saved them. Verse 9. Restoration and revival only come to God's people when God works through His chosen deliverer. The peace of enjoying serving God instead of slaving miserably for false gods comes only through His saving actions. We cannot force or fabricate revival. We can only cry out for God to save. Second, this episode does not end with peace. It concludes with death. Things went well until Othniel, son of Kenaz, died. Verse 11. Salvation and peace rest on the leadership of God's judge. Othniel is a good judge. The narrative points out no flaws in his character or leadership. The peace is real, but it cannot last, since Othniel does not last. It is only temporary. Cycles of revival throughout church history have been temporary, too. For permanent restoration and unending peace serving the Lord, God's people need a leader who does not die. Verse 11 points us to the